We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, good day to you, Brevard County. It is Friday. It is Mother's Day weekend. And if you haven't started planning, you better get on it. I'm not telling you what to do, but you better get on it. Time is running out, and you don't want to run late on that. Procrastination is not an option. So my name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. And our phone number there is 321-454-4263. And today I will tell you that for the last opportunity that I've got to invite you to our Mother's Day service that is coming up on Sunday at 10:30. And I was just having a conversation that Mother's Day is one of those holidays that can be a bit cringeworthy for some people, because there is so much emphasis on mothers. I believe in mothers. I'm very thankful for mine. But I want you to know my message this coming Sunday is not mother focused. It's about bringing healing to hurting women. That's what it's going to take place. There's going to be a special word. Listen, if you're not a lady, there's going to be truth there for you. I am an equal opportunity truth proclaimer. And so we're really looking forward to what God is going to do. There are going to be some special gifts for the ladies that are there. And so we want to encourage you to come and be a part of what God is doing. We also want to say thank you today to the folks at Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. If you need any block or concrete work, you can give them a call, and they will come out, take a look at your job, tell you if they can do it, how long it will be before they can do it, how much it'll cost. They've been in business for a long, long time, and will do a great, great job for you. 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. If they can be a blessing to you in your construction project, whether it's a renovation, whether it's a home expansion or building something, either commercially or privately, they can do a great, great job. 321-536-5804. We are still in Matthew chapter 4, and begin reading in verse number 23 today. And by the way, you're tuned in to WMIE 91.5 FM. If you're listening at 8:30 of the morning or 5 o'clock of an evening, if you're listening at 10:30 a.m., you're listening to WWBC 1510 a.m. or one of the corresponding frequencies that those stations broadcast. You could also be listening online at WMIEFM.com on the on-demand feature. You could be listening via the TuneIn app. Just go in there and type WMIEFM, and you can listen on your smartphone. There are a lot of different ways that you can get this, and so if you hear part of it, but you don't hear all of it, you can go log on to the station website, and you can get that at a later time. You don't have to miss anything. So I don't know about you, but that really is a technology that I have come to embrace, is the ability to rewind something. The other day I was listening for something, and someone sneezed real loud, And I missed it. And without saying a word, I mean, everybody's got to sneeze at some point in time. And if I sneeze, you'll probably hear it halfway across Brevard County. And I just rewound it. And the person said, "What? Did I sneeze so loud that you couldn't hear the television?" I said, "Pretty much. That's what it was." And then the laugh was on. It was just, I tell you, there ought to be joy in our homes. And, if you are, if your home is not filled with joy and love, I want to encourage you to be the thermostat instead of the thermometer. That's not an original thought with me. A thermostat tells you what the temperature is. If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy is an old saying. And my wife would say, and if daddy ain't happy, ain't nobody happy either. And, but a thermostat says, you know what? The temperature in here is going to change, and we're going to make the change. So if you don't like the atmosphere of your home, change the atmosphere. Turn up the heat. Put on the Word of God. You know, have the Holy Spirit begin to move in your home. I believe that real change begins not just when it happens at church, but when it happens in our hearts, and then it happens in our homes, then it happens in our church, then it happens in our communities, and then we touch the world. So Matthew chapter 4, verse number 23, "And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. Then his fame went throughout all Syria. And they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics, and paralytics, and he healed them. Great multitudes followed him from Galilee, from Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and beyond the Jordan." So we have talked about Jesus' circuit of ministry going all throughout Galilee, how he taught in their synagogues. And he preached the gospel of the kingdom. Those are things that we have focused on thus far. But it did not stop there. It says, "And healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people." I know that there are some who do not believe that divine healing is something that still takes place. But I do. I believe that there were miracles of healing in the Old Testament. There were miracles of healing in Jesus' ministry. There was miracles of healing when the disciples were walking the earth. And I believe that there are still sick people, and God loves them just as much as he loved the people of those days. And that there is still divine healing for God's people. So let me just take you to Mark chapter 6 and verse number 15, and it says, "And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel," that means good news, "to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." This was Mark's equivalent of the Great Commission. And I have heard a lot of sermons on the Great Commission. I don't know of a single church, Bible preaching church, that has the opinion that the Great Commission was something that ended with the disciples. I believe that the Great Commission is still in effect. I know the Great Commission is still in effect. And God is not looking just to bring healing to our spiritual issues. He is longing to bring wholeness to our entire being. We are created in his image, body, soul, and spirit. And so I believe that it is important to realize that the eternal needs that God is going to be able to take care of those, the spiritual needs he takes care of. We believe that he can renew our mind. How many sermons have you heard? Be therefore transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may be able to prove that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. It's all your reasonable service. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. We've heard all of that. He also wants to touch our physical needs. I truly do believe that. Now, I will tell you that not everything that I've ever had wrong with my body has been healed supernaturally. I had an accident when I was 11 years old. I still bear the transformation to my body because of what happened when I was 11 years old. Does that mean that God is not my healer? Absolutely not. He's still the healer. There have been some things in my body that have been taken care of by phenomenal surgeons. The last surgery that I had was performed by a listener to the Refresh Radio program. My wife did some research, because she works in the medical field, did some research, found out this doctor. I went and talked to him, and this goes back probably 3 years ago or so. And while I was in there, he said, well, what type of work do you do? And I said, well, I pastor a church. And all of a sudden he realized that the name on the chart was the name of the host of the Refresh Radio program. And he pushed back, and he said, you know, who I was. And I'm so thankful for that relationship. I never would have had that relationship apart from God. I don't know about you, but I would much rather have a spirit-filled doctor than I'd rather have a Bible-believing doctor than I would somebody who just believes that I'm a cosmic accident that's just waiting to take my last breath. Jesus came, he taught, he preached, and he healed. And I love this particular thing. I love that it gives this description of the things that Jesus healed. He healed all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. And I encourage you that if you want to build your faith, just start in the book of Matthew and start writing down the things that you see that Jesus healed people from. You will see that he healed the lame, and he healed the deaf, and he healed the mute, and he healed those who were demon possessed. And some people would liken them to be, you know, insane. They were actually being destroyed by the demons that were possessing them. There were people with blind eyes that were open. There were people who had birth defects that were open. There was a little girl who at 12 years old fell ill, and she was healed. There was a lady who had an issue of blood for 12 years, and God healed her. And so there are all those things. But here in Matthew chapter 4, it describes that as Jesus was going throughout Galilee, that it wasn't just the communication of truth that was taking place, but a demonstration of God's power that was taking place. And as you go through and you make those lists, when you get to everything else, I want you to come back to Matthew chapter 4, and I want you to write on the bottom of that list, all kinds of sickness. And then underneath that, write, all kinds of disease. And then write, among the people. All means all. Now, I do understand this. I do understand that we have an appointed amount of time on planet Earth. Make sure you live that appointed time. Don't just exist. Find your purpose. David said that, or the scripture says in Acts, that David did not die until he had fulfilled all that God had for him to do. And then he died. Okay? So you want to make sure that you live your life to the fullest. And by that, I don't mean the greatest experiences and all that. I mean you are living for Jesus. That is what we were created to do. Make sure that you're living. So I do know that we have an appointed time. And I've got some loved ones that we have been praying for healing for over a decade now. And we are praying for a healing for a disease for which there is no known cure at this point in time. Another family member has a condition, and the specialist that we have communicated with and consulted with, they describe her, they've given them a label that is just atypical. Well, I know enough Latin that means not typical. In common vernacular, I understand that to mean we don't have any idea how to resolve this issue. We don't have any idea. And so my response in situations like that is quite simply this. That means that when God heals you, there is no one that can take the glory but Jesus. So I pray, and we have seen a lot of healings that have taken place throughout the year. One of the funniest things that ever happened, as far as I was concerned, other people might not think it was all that funny, but a person visited our church, and they went to another church, and the feedback was, after they ended up going to another church, well, we finally found a spirit-filled church in Brevard County. And the implication was that all of the other churches that they had been to weren't spirit-filled. And so my question quite simply was this. Well, we're seeing people saved, and it's the Holy Spirit's job to save people. We're seeing people who get healed, and it's not because of who we are. It's because of who Jesus is and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. So if it's okay with you, I'm not going to go to our church and say, well, we're not a spirit-filled church because so-and-so said we weren't a spirit-filled church. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to say, you know what? We're seeing kingdom activity take place. Jesus is the Lord who heals you. It is by his stripes you were healed. It is by, that's the New Testament, the Old Testament, by his stripes you are healed. Okay, the New Testament actually puts it in the past tense. The Old Testament puts it in the present tense. And so I believe that healing is for provision for ministry. I believe that God loves to see people made whole. Sunday, we're going to see people made whole. I am so excited for Sunday. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I've been looking so forward to Sunday that I'm not sure how I'm going to respond after that, because I just believe God's going to do great and mighty things. That there's going to be traumatic things that have taken place in the past that all of a sudden those chains are going to be broken, and there's going to be people who are restored to their God-given identity instead of the identity that the thief has tried to get them to live under for all those years. So today I want to build you up. Now, I want you to know, James says that if there's any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church. They will anoint them with oil. They'll lay their hands on them. They will pray the prayer of faith, and the Lord will raise them up. It's God who raises up people whole. And I just want you to know that if you're listening today, he's concerned about your physical thing. Now, here's what happens in our modern situation. We get all concerned about our temporary things. We get concerned about our physical things, and we miss out on focusing on what God is able to do for us in the spiritual. There are other times we focus on the spiritual and we completely discount the physical stuff that is going on. Years ago, I made this statement, and I still believe it to this day. In Jesus' time, they had no problem believing that Jesus healed the sick. They had a problem believing that Jesus could forgive sins. In our modern time, we have flipped that coin over where we now have no doubt that Jesus is able to forgive sins, but we struggle to believe that he can still heal the sick. And I want you to know, he does both. He does both. It goes on, and there, all of a sudden, because of the healing that is taking place in all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease, that all of a sudden other people start bringing other sick people, and they were afflicted with various diseases and torments. And then it gives a little microcosm, a little list here. Demon-possessed, epileptics, and paralytics, and he healed them. Do you realize that right there are some of the most complicated things that people could deal with? Being declared a leper, he healed lepers. In those days, that was a death sentence. You were condemned unclean. If you had a blood issue, you were unclean. It was not just a physical thing. It was a sociological thing. You could no longer have fellowship. Some of those things were just going to steal you of your strength. They were going to steal you of your relationships. And it was a traumatic, traumatic thing. There were other conditions that left people incapable of functioning in a society that there was no social security, no disability. They were completely left in the condition of a beggar. And Jesus healed those. By the way, he also raised the dead. And when all of that started taking place, it said great multitudes from all the region started following him. There were people from as far away as Syria that they started bringing their sick people to him because they realized Jesus was doing something. I wonder where our faith is. I wonder, do we believe that God can still do that? Now, recently we had a situation where a person was going in for surgery, and we were as a church praying that they wouldn't that they would not have to do the surgery. But and what happened was this: when the surgeons got in there to do the surgery, they thought they were going to find something. They thought they were going to find one thing. I'm not going to give details here. They thought they were going to find one thing, and they found something drastically different. They thought they were going to find something that was a threat, and instead, they found something that there was an evidence that healing was taking place. God is good. People say, well, what about those people who don't get healed? I've got those issues in my life. I do. And so I'll just be real transparent with you. My mother in the year 2000, threw a blood clot during surgery. That blood clot ended up landing in a blood vessel in her lower leg. And she ended up, having her leg amputated beneath the knee. Then she had to have the leg amputated above the knee, and it radically altered her life. She was about the same age I am when that happened to her. And I was praying for healing, and the doctors were saying that, you know, they literally said, we don't understand. This leg ought to be healing or it ought to be dying, and it's not doing either one. To make a long story short, they ended up cutting the leg off. They ended up doing another surgery after that. And I came back and I said, God, I'm going to evaluate everything I believe about divine healing. And so the Sunday following that, I stood up before my congregation and I told them what I just told you. And I told them, I said, I've evaluated everything I believe on divine healing, and here's what I've concluded. Jesus is still the healer. I'm not here to offer an explanation as to why my mother did not receive the healing. I'm not here to say, well, if she had had more faith. I'm not here to say if I had had more faith. I'm not here to point a finger of blame at anybody or anything. What I am here to tell you, what I'm here to declare to my Lord and my Savior, and what I'm here to declare to the hordes of hell is this. I believe that the Word of God clearly shows that Jesus is the healer. I'm going to continue to preach that Jesus is the healer. I'm going to continue to pray for people to be healed. And since then, we have seen a number of people receive supernatural healings. Not all of them, but we've seen quite a few. And for that, we're very thankful. Last opportunity to invite you out to Mother's Day this coming Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m. at Merit Assembly of God. We do not have Sunday evening service. And so if you would like to come and join us for what we believe is going to be an inspired Mother's Day service at Merit Assembly of God, we'd love to see you. Come out 10:30 a.m., 165 North Grove Street. Until then, we will see you Monday right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Soul. I will dance, I will sing to be a man.